B104.3. Good morning. This is Morning Go, and it is 7:50 on the dot. So that means it's time for the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Phil Donahue, host of The Phil Donahue Show, has passed away. He died Sunday evening after a prolonged illness. The news was shared on Monday.
You want a divorce from Robin Givens, true or false?
Yeah.
True.
I was vindictive towards Robin. And at this particular moment, it's a very, very unhealthy situation.
Yeah, Phil Donahue was never afraid to ask the hard questions. And Oprah says her show wouldn't have existed if Phil hadn't paved the way. Shiloh Jolie Pitt has officially changed her name to Shiloh Jolie. She's the third of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's kids to stop using their dad's last name. And if anybody knows Angelina Jolie's relationship with her father, this does not surprise anybody. Boy Meets World star Danielle Fishel revealed her stage zero breast cancer diagnosis, caught early through a routine mammogram.
It is very, very, very early. It's technically stage zero. Mm-hmm. To be specific, just because I like too much information all the time, I was diagnosed with high-grade DCIS with microinvasion. And I'm going to be fine. I'm having surgery to remove it. Mm. I'm going to be on some follow-up treatment.
Yeah, DCIS is ductal carcinoma in situ. I had invasive ductal carcinomas in situ, but as long as they've caught it early, she's going to be okay, I promise. Taylor Swift met at one of her London shows with two of the girls who were involved in the stabbing at that Taylor Swift themed yoga class back in July. Their mom thanked Taylor for a magical night. Simon Cowell is starring in Domino's latest ads as a quality captain, using his signature critical style from The X Factor and American Idol.
You're not afraid to criticize your pizza.
Terrible. Pathetic. I hate it.
Thank you.
Until it's perfect.
I don't have to think about this one. It's a yes.
At the end, there's a woman who goes, guess who's working at Domino's? Anyway, Madonna celebrated her 66th birthday with her twins, her boyfriend, and her Instagram filters. KISS founder Gene Simmons received the key to the city of Niagara Falls and North Tonawanda, New York. A portion of Main Street in Niagara Falls was also temporarily named Gene Simmons Boulevard. Oh, my goodness.
I want to tell you that the graciousness and the welcoming of you fine folks means everything to me, and I feel like I'm coming home in some way, and this is close to my heart, and I very much appreciate it. Thank you.
That is not what I expected out of Gene Simmons. It has to do with his business investments and his partnership with Rocksteady Sodas. Matthew Perry's assistant found him unconscious at least twice in the weeks before his death. So why wasn't he getting him help? I'm going to let that go because the authorities are already involved. The Gods of Olympus is a chaotic family oblivious to humans who possess the strength to challenge them. And it stars Jeff Goldblum as Zeus.
Mortals, I made you. And this is how you repay me.
Debbie Mazar plays Medusa. Susie Eddie Izzard is Lachey, and it premieres August 29th on Netflix. It looks interesting. Y'all, I don't even have an actual dirt alert, unless you want to include the business with Matthew Perry's assistant, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not making fun of that. That makes me angry. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I guess I could have put the Shiloh Jolie Pitt thing in the dirt alert, but then again, Angelina Jolie just is a giant dirt alert, so I would have to hit that every single day. I gotta go. My mom called. This has gone off the rails.